we couldn't come to Mexico City without talking about two of the most famous Mexicans, the artists Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. They were married and divorced and remarried, and their relationship was dramatized in the 2002 film Frida, starring Salma Hayek and Alfred Molina.
I paint what I see, the world outside. You, you paint from here. It's wonderful.
I can see why you're so successful with women.
To find out more about Frida and Diego, we went to the Anahuacalli Museum, designed by Diego, and met Carla Nino de Rivera and Jimena Jordan from the museum. I started by asking Jimena, what made Frida Kahlo so unique?
What makes unique is that she was inspired by the popular art style. So she integrated in her works of art the colors, the perspective or the non-perspective, and another features and symbols of popular Mexican art. And in that moment, or in the art history, artists didn't do that. Now they do.
She was very big while she was alive, also outside of Mexico. In fact, she and Diego lived in the United States for a while and did some art exhibits in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So what she was doing, you say, it had roots in Mexican art, but it translated around the world.
Yes, these icons and this way of expressing human emotions in a style that was not European intellectual style, but it was Latin American popular art styled. So she integrated European techniques with popular art symbolism. That is why people in Europe and in United States were captivated by her artworks, because they were still European style artworks, but they were unique because they were expressing feelings in a language that in that moment was unknown to them.
She was also very political.
She was, uh-huh.
What were her politics?
Frida Kahlo, she was a revolutionist in her way of thinking. She was 3 years old when the revolution started. She was 7 years old when the main first period of the Mexican Revolution finished. She was always very proud of Mexico being a revolutionary nation. She thought that it was the beginning of a better start for Mexico and for the world.
Carla, let me switch to you now. Who was Diego Rivera?
Diego was an amazing artist. He was this kind of macho archetype, brave and proud about his Mexican thing. But he was also a great human being. He studied at the academy here in Mexico, and he broke with the academy and translate this knowledge to a new way of expression. Then he went to Europe. He met there Picasso, Modigliani, all these important guys, and they became friends, and they interchanged ideas. They were looking for the same things. With Picasso, both of them were embracing this ancient art to look forward to the future. He became to Mexico to this revolutionary period, and then he created with José Vasconcelos the muralism movement. So it's one of the most important things we have in Mexico. And
would you say that he is most famous today for his murals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows Diego as a muralist, not maybe as a painter, as a small paint, but also muralist.
So how did they meet, and how did their marriage come about?
Frida Kahlo was at the National High School And that high school preparatoria, we call it here, in that moment, it was four girls would be there per 100 boys. Mm-hmm. Because most of girls wouldn't go to university, and Frida Kahlo wanted to be a doctor. So she studied really hard, and she was accepted in this national high school. And
here was uh-huh. Diego. Diego, uh-huh. when he came back from Europe, he were asked to paint the murals in the National Preparatory. So there he was painting, and then yeah. Frida appeared.
Frida knew Diego because she would go, as probably another classmates of her, to see Diego painting. And she would stare at him and observe him while he was working for a long time. But Diego didn't know her. And then Frida Kahlo suffered the accident.
A bus crash.
Yes, yes. That accident changed her life forever, so she was not going to be a doctor anymore because she became disabled. And then she decided to go into painting because it was a job that allowed her to manage her own timetables. Mm-hmm. And when she decided to become a painter, she was painting, and she painted some, you know, medium format artworks and took these paintings to Diego Rivera.
How did they influence each other's art?
I think they were in love. I think the love is the most important influence that they have in common.
Their love for each other influenced both of them. It
yes.
wasn't that one of them was copying from the other.
Yeah. It's the most important.
How important are they to Mexico today?
Today, Frida Kahlo, because I think they are different in terms of,
yes.
I mean, maybe they are equally important, but in different way. Nowadays, Frida Kahlo is a symbol and is a model to people who has any kind of disability because she was able to live a normal life in spite of her disability. That is very important. We have a lot of people with disabilities in the museum, and they are very touched and eager to see the crutches and the sticks of Frida and the wheelchair and everything. Also, she's very important for the LGBT community all over the world because Frida Kahlo was bisexual.
Right.
And when she was alive, bisexual women mostly conceal that condition, and they did not practice bisexuality openly. And Frida did so. And she did not feel ashamed of that. On the contrary, she felt that that was her. Also, for the feminist community, she's important. Frida Kahlo did not join any feminist movement, but interestingly, current feminist groups want her as a symbol.
As an icon,
thank you.
And what about Diego? How important is he to Mexico today?
I think Diego taught all the artists, not just in Mexico, that you can intervene in your nation's life. He was this activist guy. He was always trying to improve the daily life of all Mexicans. So he was known by being friends with Trotsky. He helped to bring Trotsky here. He was truly proud of being Mexican and our ancient culture, and he was always trying to show what we came from. That's why he made the Anahuacalli. He collected 50,000 pieces because he was in love of our origins. So this is so important, not just for Mexicans, for everybody, I think.
For human history.
Ximena Jordan and Carla Niño de Rivera speaking with us at the Anahuacalli Museum in Mexico City about Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. You're listening to Here and Now.